Shalom, this is Yahya Davidi from Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel, speaking to you from Jerusalem on behalf of Kosher 101.9 Radio Around the World, which goes out from Carlsbad, New Mexico. The point of this present talk concerns the coming new year, 5769. In other words, 5,769 years after the creation of the first man has brought us to where we are. I hope that all of you have a good year, that everything goes well with you, with all of you and with all of your families, with the Jewish people and the Israelite people, Judah and Joseph. The coming year will bring us closer and healthier and sounder, will invigorate us and enlarge us, and give us a greater understanding as to what we should do, what our task is in this world. A person is created with three basic instincts: survival. A person wants to keep alive, he needs to keep alive. He is commanded. Of Deuteronomy it says, you shall choose life. A person is commanded to do the best he can to help himself, to keep himself alive, to sustain himself and those dependent upon him. A person is also commanded to procreate, to get married, have children, if and when he can, as he can. It's a commandment: be fruitful and multiply and conquer the world. That is a commandment that was given to the first man. The third aspect of human existence, which is intrinsic to a person as he is self-expression. Not so much self-expression as we commonly imagine it, but rather the reaching out of a person for something beyond himself, beyond who he is. Person does this in all kinds of ways. He can, if he has artistic talents, create something nice, something beautiful, something pleasing to the eye, something uplifting, as if something which takes a person beyond himself, which helps others go beyond themselves. Person does create such a thing. He very seldom wants to keep it locked up in a room where only he can see it. He wants others to participate in his pleasure. Not only because of his ego, not only because he gets a gratification from others thinking how good he is, how talented he is. That's also a fact. It also is a fact, and it's not entirely illegitimate. But the person more really wants others to benefit from what he has done. He feels he has done something. When others benefit from what he has done, he feels he has brought himself closer to the reason for his existence in this world. It's the truth. Everyone has this. You think about it. Some way or other, everyone has this feeling. We apply this feeling to something, someone who creates an artistic, something, a beautiful picture or something similar. But it's not only that. It's anything, anyone does anything good. Anything who does anything good, anything which can be appreciated, he does a good job, he does someone a favor, or even he plays a good game. Doesn't matter. Anything like that. That's a person, this feeling, this want, this drive that he has to do something beyond himself, is get something from what he has done. So these three factors, survival, procreation and self-expression of our higher cause, are the three basic instincts of a human being. That is what you have within you. Each and every one of us in some way or other has it. So too, a woman, a mother, a housewife who helps her husband, who helps her children, who does what she has to do, when she does it well, when she figures that she's successful, that the people are appreciating her, or not even if she is seeing some fruit, some blessing in what she does, she feels satisfied. As if she too has taken herself beyond herself and is justifying her existence in this life. Everyone needs it, and everyone has this. It's a good thing to be conscious of it, to recognize it, because then we can become more closer to our inner aims. We can heighten it. We can intensify this sense of gratification that we need, and our own efforts towards achieving it, because we really are doing something. We really are, by existing, by being in this world, we are doing something to help further God's creation along the path to its final messianic end times blessed state of existence, which we are all striving to reach unto. Now, we also know that the Almighty appeared to the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt, and he gave them the Torah, and he gave them commandments, and he showed them unto them miracles, and he took them through the Red Sea. And all of the people saw this, and also God came down on the mountain and spoke unto the people, and the people heard. They heard the first two commandments. They heard, they experienced the presence of the Almighty face to face. And then they were afraid of that their mortal constitutions would not be able to sustain it. They were afraid of their lives, of their very existence. So they requested from then on Moses should go up and be the intermediary between them and the Almighty. But the initial recognition, the initial face-to-face encounter with the Almighty himself was experienced by the whole people, who at that stage numbered 600,000 males between the ages of 20 and 60, and together with that they numbered numerous women and children and people beyond the ages of 60, I suppose. So that is a total population of several million people, and it would be very difficult to see how such a tradition, that tradition was held from the very beginning and recognized, could have been ever invented, because there would always be someone around who could contradict it. So that's this argument was put forward by Yehuda Levi and Abraham Ibn Ezra and other great sages, and it was also it's mentioned in other places. It's logical, but beyond the logic which it expresses, there's also the thing that within a person's inner being has the quality of recognizing the truth when he hears it. And this, we know that the Bible is the truth, because when we read it, we feel that the Almighty is speaking to us, has an inner logic of its own. We only come to doubt it later, because sometimes things don't go as well in life as we would like them to do, and or we want things that the Bible seems to prevent us from getting. So after that, when we allow doubts and all kinds of question marks to enter into our calculations, but if you just leave us on its own, if it was just left up to ourselves, to our inner instinct, we would accept everything the Bible says immediately, and we'd do our best to try and fulfill it.